Welcome to your meditation. Closing your eyes now, I want you to take some big deep breaths, some cleansing breaths, where you inhale through your nose, and when you're ready, open your mouth and sigh it out. Breathing in through your nose, and then open your mouth and really let go. And now, slowing your breath down, this soft, soothing breath, your beautiful breath. Just follow it as it moves in and out of your body, relaxing you. Calming you. I want you to imagine that you are encased in a column of platinum white light. Your whole being is fully encased, encompassed by platinum, silvery, white light. This is the light of God, pure, unconditionally loving light of God. You can feel this light as if you were sitting under a waterfall. This liquid light seeping down through your whole body. Bring your awareness to the top of your head and feel this liquid light softly raining down into your mind, soothing and quieting your mind. And your face, feel this soft silvery light softening your face and your jaw. And it moves down your neck, this soft rain of liquid silvery light moves down your shoulders, down your arms, relaxing your muscles, every cell, down your arms and all the way to your fingertips. You relax more now. And the more you relax, the easier it is for this light to penetrate deeply into your cells. This healing light and moves down your back, healing as it goes. Every muscle in your back relaxes now. And that calming silvery light moves down your torso and your heart, holding and softening your heart. Healing light from God. It moves through your lungs. You breathe that silver light in and out. This breath of God into your belly, coating your belly this silvery, calming light. Feel the light move down across your hips, down through your body, into your legs, relaxing your muscles in your legs. This liquid silver light running through every cell of your legs, through your knees, down into your ankles and your feet, softening your heels, your toes, so you can just drift in this silver light of pure love, and you relax even more. You to imagine you're standing at the top of a beautiful staircase. It can be one you've seen before or one you just create now in your mind, but it's beautiful. There are 10 steps going down your staircase, and you're standing at the top. You see your feet stepping down to step 9. And as you do, you relax even more. You slow down even more. And then down to step 8. Every cell of your body lets loose. Let's go. And then step 7, you're going deeper and deeper within. Step 6, even deeper. Step 5, you go 10 times deeper now. Step 4. That light softens you even more. Step 3. So calm. So peaceful. Step 2. Deeper. Deeper. Step 1. You go 100 times deeper now. Deep within yourself, to a place that only you can get to, your inner sanctuary. See this place, this beautiful place inside of yourself. It can be a place that you've been before or one that you just create now. But it's magnificently beautiful and so peaceful. See all the details of this place. The air feels perfect. The sounds are so peaceful. The colors are so vibrant and alive. Your inner sanctuary is where you can ask your soul to join you. And so silently now, ask your soul to join you in this place. You could see your highest self, your soul, in any way, or you could just feel your soul there. There's no right or wrong way to be with your spirit. And as your soul joins you, it's time to learn the language of your soul. It's one that has always been with you, so this will feel like you're going home. We're going to learn how to ask our soul yes and no questions. Our souls speak to us through our heart, not through words in our mind, but through feelings in our heart space, your physical heart space. So bring your awareness to your heart space in the center of your chest. We'll start with what a yes answer will feel like in your heart. Bring into your heart a person who you love dearly. You can imagine their name written across your heart, or see their face in your heart, or just feel the essence of them in your heart. Let them fill your heart, this person who you love unconditionally. This space in your heart will start to open. Notice how your heart feels. Light, loving, open. Maybe there are some colors or other sensations that are unique to you. So when you ask your soul a yes and no question, your yes answer will feel like this. Open. Light. Loving. Aligned with you, you will resonate with this feeling of a yes. And now we'll move on to what a no answer will feel like in your heart. Forgive me, for this next part might feel uncomfortable, but it's important we learn how to discern what a no answer feels like. I want you to bring into your heart the word murder. You can bring this word across your heart, or a picture of the act in your heart, or the essence, the energy of murder into your heart. Notice what happens. Notice the feelings. Your heart will begin to constrict, feel tight, closed, heavy, cold. You may sense colors. This is what a no answer will feel like to you. I will not leave you with this no. Let's imagine now something that you love so much and bring that into your heart. A person or a place or a thing, something that you love so much, something that lifts you up and empowers you. And remember, you can see the word or picture it or feel the essence of it in your heart. And notice how your heart blossoms open. This is a physical feeling you will experience in your heart space of lightness, openness, love. You can ask your soul yes and no questions anytime you like. Just getting calm and feel into your heart space. Feel for the answer. This is like building a muscle. In the beginning, you might need to take more time to feel your yes and no's. But as the muscle gets stronger, you will be able to do this much faster and any time during your day, just taking some quiet time for yourself to feel in. Remember, you have everything you need inside of yourself to live your greatest joy. Namaste.